Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is that incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, and that's Wanna Be Free. Amen, my sisters in Christ. And So we do want to be free. We want to be set free. And one of the ways God has gifted freedom is through repentance. He gives the gift of repentance to have a desire and a heart to change from what was to whom God wants us to be. When we are in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor this morning. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are great. And God, we come to you with a heart seeking change for us individuals, our family, our community, our states, our nations. God, we are in need of this refreshing that comes from repentance. God, we are in need of a change, amen, mind, attitude, amen, in the name of Jesus. God, help us. God, you are the one who blesses us in this, and we magnify you. We know it's because of your long-suffering that leads us, has been leading us unto repentance. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise God. Amen. See, the lifestyle, when we become believers, the lifestyle is one of repentance. It is one of repentance. Our scripture is coming from several resources today. 2 Corinthians 17 says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. So we need the godly sorrow in the world. We ought to be sorrowful unto God. And it leads and brings repentance that leads to salvation. It leaves no regret. And repentance, what is it exactly? Because of God's grace. It's because of his grace. Amen. Praise his name. So repentance brings about a changed mind, a change in action, because it is taught on through the scripture. John the Baptist taught that he says in Matthew 3:11, I baptize you with water for repentance. So when people come to get baptized, when they come to him and get baptized, they were saying, I am sorrowful. I want to change my mind. I am changing my mind. And so with that information, they said, I'm going to John be baptized. He says, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then he says, I baptize you with water for repentance. For repentance. And he kept teaching on this thing. And he said, in Mark 1:4, it says, and so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We want forgiveness of sins. Amen. We should. And as believers, that's why we live a lifestyle of repentance, because we always seeking the Lord God for forgiveness. It says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess with our mouth, confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God has made a promise. And it says, furthermore, in Luke 3:8, produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. You see, produce fruit and keep it repentance means that there is some noticeable changes. You may slip up and what have you, but you don't talk the way you talk. You don't go to places you go with the same intent. And there is a change of heart. There's a change of mind. And so that's how we live it as believers. And repentance is essential. It's not that you just, when you come to salvation, that we just said prayer and that's it. Oh, Jesus, we believe in you, that you died, you rose, and our sins are forgiven, It's not a simple prayer, but it is a heart change. I'm reading this off of a website about what is biblical repentance. It says, repentance is not merely behavior reform, but because true repentance involves a change of heart and purpose, it inevitably results in a change of behavior. That's it. We have a change of heart. We have a change of mind. And because, and our purpose is to serve God, to love God, to seek Him and His Word and pray it to Him. And because that change is taking place, behaviors will soon follow through. They'll follow through. Amen. I remember coming to Christ, repentance, almost 20 years now. Praise the Lord. And I didn't want to be around drinking and partying because there was a change in my heart. There was a change in my purpose. I had already experienced those things and found them to be empty. Empty. Relationships outside of Jesus, empty. Creating such depression and despair. Now, you know, and those things are real. They're real mentally. But I believe that our sin can also exasperate those things and make them larger. If we do not have God, we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a change of heart now. We have a change of purpose. And our sins are forgiven. Glory be unto God. So that's why we should put a high value on repentance. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you. He's patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish. Everyone to come to repentance. So as we, as Seeds of Harvest, we don't have the understanding. We receive our own. We receive repentance. We receive forgiveness of sins. But this is the gospel, the full gospel that we preach. There must be repentance. There must be fruit in keeping repentance. And John went ahead and taught about that. He said, if you got one shirt, give to someone else. He told the soldiers to stop doing certain things. He told the tax collectors that they should start doing certain things and stop doing certain things. And so there are fruit. There's behavior. There is an outcome to our change of heart and change of purpose. One of us will have to ask God, what is it that you want me to do? Where in repentance and what should I do? Glory be to God. We've already come to an end of our time together, and I hope you're encouraged, amen, because repentance is a wonderful thing, and it's from God. And we experience this godly soul. We experience this change of heart. You know, times are refreshing. And we glorify God, we worship God because, amen, that give his rich kindness and forbearance that leads us to repentance, as Romans 2:4 says. Be blessed, go with God, have an awesome, wonderful week. In Jesus' name, the Lord bless you.